It was a beautiful Sunday, and Tamara was out there chasing her little ball around in the parking lot, and she'd kick it and it go over there, and she'd go chasing after it and stuff like that. And cars would be coming and going all the time, but she would never be worried about the cars. She would just kick her ball and go chase it wherever it went. It would bounce up against other cars and bounce over there and over here, and she'd go kick it again, and she'd go chasing after it, and she would do that for most of the afternoon, all the time while traffic was passing by. Well, people didn't like that when they saw her doing that, but she never seemed to be in the way of a car, and every time that she did run in front of a car, it was always just either already stopped or it was going to be stopping or something like that. But there's always something where she never, ever had a situation where there was a close call. She would just kick the ball and go chase it and run after it every now and then and to let it go rolling down the road. And pretty soon, one of the times she kicked the ball, it went all the way down to the sidewalk, right next to the busy highway. Or actually, it was just a busy street is what it was. And she kicked the ball, and she walked up to the ball to pick it up, and she thought, what would happen if I kick this ball and it goes into the middle of the street? I bet that would be fun. So she pulled her leg back and just about to kick, and Tommy ran right over there and says, don't do that. You're a kick your ball in the street and you'll have trouble. Oh, no, she said, I won't. Oh, yes, you will. I know you will. Don't kick the ball in the street. There are too many cars out there. She said, okay, I won't. But she wanted to. She wanted to kick the ball into the street and go chase it. But he didn't want her to do that because he knew the consequences. Tommy, he was really trying to be protective of her. And as soon as she put the ball down, as they took a few steps, and then she put the ball down and wanted to kick it into the street. And once again, she had her foot backed up, ready to kick that ball. And no, don't do that. No, I told you, don't do that. You will get hurt, I tell you. The cars are coming up the way. No, you don't want to do that. Take the ball home, okay? Take the ball home. She said, okay. So she took the ball home, and she sat there in her house looking at the ball and thinking to herself, gee, I'd sure like to kick this ball into the heavy traffic area. I have a strong feeling that it would be probably more fun than playing in the parking lot. And so that's what she decided to do the next day. Go downstairs, go down to the parking lot again and kick it around, and then eventually kick it into the street. That was her plan. That's what she wanted to do. She knew Tommy wouldn't be around because he was at school right now, and he wouldn't be around to bother her while she had fun. So she was out there kicking the ball like every day. Never a worry in the world, just having fun, kicking it around, and she'd kick it real hard into the parking lot and go running right after it. And then she'd catch up to it, and she'd head the other way, and she'd kick it again, and away it'd go. And sometimes she'd kick it straight up in the sky, just kick it right up as high as she could. It'd probably go about 10, 15 feet in the air, then drop down and bounce a couple times. Then she'd run right up to it and kick it again. Well, she did this so often, so she got kind of tired of that. Wasn't a whole heck of a lot that she could do just playing in the parking lot, so she had her eye on that busy street where she saw all those cars going by and the trucks and the big commercial vehicles and buses and all that stuff. She was, gee, that would be exciting, she said. That would be exciting. So she intentionally kicked the ball all the way down to the sidewalk again. There it was, rolling down to the sidewalk. Nobody seemed to pay attention because that's what she did every day. She kicked the ball in the parking lot all over the place, and they just took it for granted that's what she did. And everybody agreed to it. Nobody had any issues. Nobody ever said, get out of the parking lot, you're going to get run over by a car. No, nobody ever said that. They just let her play, let her do what she wanted to do, and now the ball was sitting right at the sidewalk, right by the busy street. And she casually walked along, walked right down to the sidewalk. And there she was, ready to kick the ball again. She took a deep breath. She pulled her leg back, and then she let it go. Bam! The ball went high into the air, right into the median area, right in between. It was a boulevard, right in between the streets. One traffic going one way on the other side, traffic going the other way. Ooh, there it was, lodged in a tree, right in the middle of the boulevard. Well, she thought, I'll just go get it. So she started to walk out, and she saw cars going around her, and she didn't even hear all the screeching and honking and all this other stuff that was going on. Cars were honking their horns left and right and screeching tires and slamming on brakes, but nobody got hit. Nobody hit each other. And, of course, didn't bother her one bit. She just kept on walking right straight through as all the cars managed somehow to make it past her without touching her at all. She was one lucky girl. Well, she got to the ball and reached up, but it was just a little bit too high. She had to jump up for it. She jumped a couple of times, and branches kind of grabbed her arms a little bit, scratched her a little bit. And she jumped up, and all of a sudden, one of the branches literally wrapped around her wrist and just hung her there. Oh my gosh. Oh, no, she said. And her feet were just dangling just about 2 or 3 inches above the ground, and she was hanging by one arm, and the ball was just a little bit higher than that branch where it caught her, and she wasn't touching the ground, and she wasn't able to reach the ball. She was literally grabbed by the bush, and she could feel the bush shaking her, and she could hear a sound coming out of the bush saying, "Stay out of the street! Stay out of the street!" She couldn't believe what she heard. The bush was actually talking to her. "Stay out of the street!" And that was the only person that, or only thing, I should say, that ever told her what to do. Nobody's ever told her to stay out of the street or stay out of the parking lot. That bush that grabbed her was the only one that ever told her to stay out of the street. She couldn't believe it. And she just stopped and thought for a minute and said, "You know, that's probably the right thing. That's probably right. I shouldn't be playing in the street. What am I thinking?" she thought. And the branch on the bush started to let go slowly. As the tips of her toes just started to touch the ground, then the branch let loose. And there she was, standing all by herself. And the ball was just a little bit too high for her to reach, but through some thing that happened in the bush, whatever, it just opened up and the ball fell right down, right by her feet. And she thought to herself, "I don't think I'm going to kick it back in the street again. I don't think I'm going to do that." And as she turned away, she looked back at the bush as she was starting to walk away, and she could see that branch that grabbed her, and it was actually waving goodbye. It was actually waving goodbye. She held the ball tight, tight to her, and she waited for traffic to pass. And then when she saw it was safe to go across, she walked across all the way back to the sidewalk. And she turned around one more time, and she looked at that little bush with that little branch waving at her. She waved back at the bush. She turned around and walked back to the parking lot. And right through the parking lot she walked, all the way right to the sidewalk, right next to the parking lot. And she stayed on the sidewalk and walked all the way home. And then she stayed home and thought to herself, "I don't think I'm going to play in the parking lot anymore or go walking into that heavy traffic area. That's just not a good thing to do. That's just not a good thing to do. Not a good thing to do at all." And she stayed home and she said, "I'm going to be safe right here. I'm going to be safe right here. And I can have all the fun I want right here in my own house with my ball. And I can play in the backyard where it's safe, where there's no traffic or anything like that. I can bounce the ball against the house and bounce it back and forth. I can kick the ball anywhere I want in my backyard. I can have all the fun I want." And that's exactly what she did. And she never went playing in the parking lot again, or going to heavy traffic especially. She was going to be safe. She wanted to be safe all the time. And she was, and she was happy too. Now she knew she would be able to stay happy. Stay happy and play. That's just what she did. She was happy, and she stayed happy. She always was happy. Very happy. Happy. She was very happy. Happy. So very happy. Happy. So very happy. Happy, so very happy. Happy, so very happy. So very happy.